welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josiah and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 209. I'm Josiah Sat for the Villain on Twitter at @comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy.
Man, Beaner's here.
What's up, G? What's good, man?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Tired, dude.
Tired, huh?
Long weekend, dude.
Busy weekend. Yeah, I bet it was. Fucking blockbuster shitty movie of the week, I guess.
Yeah. Justice League dropped. I did not watch it, did you?
I did watch it last night, which was a mistake because I was sleepy. Like, I fell asleep. Literally, fucking.
All right, we'll talk
like
about
Vow
that.
Style.
Snoring galore.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
We'll talk about it later if you want.
Man. Okay, so, yeah, we'll talk about that later. I didn't do anything exciting. I was working. We were slammed.
Yeah, I bet. I went to Val's house yesterday, anyways.
How's homie doing?
He's been pretty good. We played some games.
I should have fucking hit you guys up. I had fucking off yesterday, dude.
Oh, did you? I thought you'd be working because of Justice League.
Yeah, I thought so, too. They gave me the Sunday off, though, so I was off and chilled at home, did laundry all day, grabbed some beer, watched most of the games. So
nice.
It was a good Sunday, at least, man.
That's good.
Yeah, the company would have been nice, so it's all good. All right, man. How's school going?
It's all right. We did basketball, started. Last week we did the banquet. Man, I got fucked over by PGO. You know what PGO is?
Don't know what that is.
A PTA. Remember in elementary school there was like a fucking PTA, like a parents.
Teachers Association.
Well, Parents Teachers Association.
I believe that's what it was.
So they're like, you need to change. I can't wear my fucking workout fucking clothes. I have to wear collars.
Physical.
It's something with parents. Parents raise money for the school.
Yeah.
And so the principal calls me in and fucking. He goes, well, you know.
You're doing a terrible job.
No, I have to wear collar shirts and you have to wear your collar, like golf shirts.
Polo shit.
And I'm like, you son of a motherfucker.
You then, hate that shit.
I hate it.
You look like a stud when you wear polo shirts.
Well, I'm not used to wearing it and then my back starts hurt like after like 7 hours.
How does it hurt?
I don't know. It's weird. Like my shoulders.
You think
start
it messes
hurting?
With your posture?
My posture's in a way that I'm not used to and it just. You know,
because he used to be sexy in high school.
Yeah, I was so mad at them, dude. You know what? It's because I cut some of their kids and from the basketball team.
We had a company visit last week, so we had to dress up and look pretty blah.
Nice.
It's all good, man. Okay, do you want to know what we spoke about 100 episodes ago?
I do.
All right, man. This is going to be interesting, dude. This one we hit, it was a two-parter. Episode 109, part one and part two. Both entitled, #overnow.
Over now.
We'll talk about that right now. At Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain, play catch up and roll how to end the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We hit Alice in Chains talk, work talk, NFL talk, week 3, bully news, and new topic, bear talk. I don't know what bear talk is. Part 2 was at Mem the Beaner and at For the Villain. Continue with comic talk, comic news, Marvel DC shows, movies, comics, comic reviews, Transformers, Windblade, trade paperback, Secret Wars, and Secret Wars, Battle World talk, breakdown, and thoughts. Okay, so we didn't record last week.
Nope.
And I was thinking about having to fill in with me, and I'm like, no, I would rather touch upon this with you. What we spoke about 100 episodes ago constitutes 2 years ago.
Yes.
We almost closed shop.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, I had just the office job, and my downtime, I was playing like about 4 to 5 softball leagues a week. Co-eds, different co-ed, different men's league, and that's what I did with my downtime.
Right.
I was definitely more in shape. I was running a lot, and again, a year ago, and I moved back with my dad, and having to help him out with the mortgage, the house, I had to get a second job.
Yes.
So because of that, we're like, fuck it. We don't know how this is going to work with the second job, the scheduling, everything. We found a way to make it fucking work, dude.
We did. And it's, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I told you we might be going to school in January. So
you did.
So we might have to do.
So we're gonna have to figure something
it
out
over part three because.
Fuck! I hope
I won't be doing school in this. I'm like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But definitely worth talking about. Yeah. But I mean, it happens. I know we're both busy. And
yeah, we're getting busier and busier, bro.
Hey, man, getting older. But fuck it, man. We'll see what happens. I guess, dude. So, anyways, that's what we spoke about 100 episodes ago. If you guys do dig on the show, hit us up. Let Adam know. You don't want him to leave me.
It's not that I want to leave. I'm just, you know.
Okay.
We've run for like, what, 3 years? We've done this?
3 years. We hit 3 years.
3 years and change.
Yeah, yeah. 3 years and change for sure, dude. I put up a Twitter poll, dude, last week at Comic Syndicate Twitter poll time. This week we ask if you love the current continuity or not. # which Harley Quinn is yours? Harley Quinn movie. It wasn't one option. Harley Quinn Batman the Animated Series was second option. I Love Both was third option. And I Don't Care for Either was the fourth option.
Okay.
We both love Harley Quinn and Batman the Animated Series, obviously.
Yes, that was one of the best.
Harley Quinn movie, 22% of the voters. And we got like 33
votes. Harley Quinn the movie.
Yeah, so what's her name? Margot Robbie.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that version of Harley Quinn, 22% of people liked that. Harley Quinn Batman the Animated Series, 50% of the listeners.
That's a good number.
Yeah. I Love Both, 16% of the voters hit. And I Don't Care for Either, 13% of people.
That sounds about right.
Right? So it was pretty cool. Today we got a message from at Govea Christian. I put up, we're going to record tonight. Hit us up. My boy I used to work with, Cool Cat, says, will the Eagles finally win a Super Bowl?
They won yesterday, right?
They destroyed last night. And we'll go into that right now in football talking a bit, dude.
Nice.
Look, we have a, let's see, talk about the end of the year podcast, compiling our best of list. Five more episodes to go before the end of the year. And I'm normally on your ass about this.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this yesterday, and I'm like, fuck me. I have the list. I just have to go through it now and put them in the sequential orders that, you know.
Top three.
I think
that's all I'm doing.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know, man.
My list is huge, dude.
I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, definitely need to do that, dude. And this weekend is Thanksgiving, dude.
Yes.
So what, 3 more days? So we're recording Monday, the 20th.
We got 2 more days.
Yeah, so Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so.
It's always on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, dude. So you got anything planned for Thanksgiving, dude?
Probably with my parents in the morning and then Margo's parents in the night. Probably.
Right on, dude. Yeah. Sounds good. I believe I have off from the second job all day, so I have no idea. I've made no plans. I was assuming I was going to work.
You work Friday, too?
I do not know till tomorrow. I get my schedule. So, yeah. If you want to do something, let me know, man.
Cool.
Okay. And last one's going to... Fuck it, dude. That's all we got. Let's hit a football talk.
Sweet.
Okay. Off of the 2 weeks ago, dude, week 10, you got 10 wins for that week. I got 10 wins as well. You're now up to 65 points. I'm up to 70 points. Minus the 3 weeks or so we took a break or had off.
Yeah. I'm down by 5. Fuck.
Yeah. Now, the games from yesterday, dude. Fucking, you said Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of Christian, dude, the score was 37-9.
Sadie must be happy as fuck, dude.
They look like a stud fucking team.
Yeah.
Defensively, offensively, just studs. Carson Wentz is a stud.
Wow.
My dad's a Dallas Cowboys fan. My sister's a Dallas Cowboys fan. I saw the game with my pops yesterday and.
Were you pissed?
No, he was like, wow, we're bad. Like, and Prescott wasn't playing the same. They don't have Zeke. And that's not even an excuse, dude, at all.
So Zeke finally is doing his six.
He's doing his six.
That's it. They fucked up, dude.
Yeah, they needed to win last night to stay alive, I believe, in the division. Dallas.
Oh, man.
Now, that being said, Christian, can Philly win it? You know what? Yeah, but after watching the game, I'm like, fuck, I want my Steelers to play this fucking team. And truthfully, I do, dude. Like, you always need to play the best.
Yeah.
Like, everyone always wants the easy way in, but you know the teams that make it.
Are they AFC or NFC? I forgot.
We won't play them. I'm AFC, they're NFC.
Okay, so it'll be, well, we do play them at the very end.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, dude, Christian, they look like a stud team. They're definitely contenders. Kansas City, I thought we were contenders. They're not. Steelers are contenders. New England, obviously, are contenders. what Carolina and New Orleans might be tied in their division, I believe.
Fucking New Orleans, dude. They won 7 or 8 in a row, mm-hmm. dude.
Yeah, they're looking good. And it's Brees, dude. Drew Brees is a fucking stud.
Wow.
All right, man. So that's all we got. Did any other game stand out to you guys?
We beat the shit out of the Raiders.
Dude, I was watching the game, and it wasn't Mexico, but...
But it was Mexico.
Yeah, it was Mexico. That's
what it was Mexico, yeah.
It was in Mexico, but I'm saying, like, I thought it was going to be nothing but black. Dude, there was a lot of New England fans out.
Oh, okay.
Sellouts.
Yeah. Bray doesn't like Mexicans.
I know, exactly.
Right, don't talk to me, Mexicans.
Which was a trip. I'm like, are you motherfuckers really like fucking New England?
I don't eat burritos.
But anyways, dude, so that's all we got, dude, for that. Steelers looked great, but I have week 12 picks, matchups, sweet. If you want to go through those real quick. Okay, we have 3 games on Thanksgiving Day. The morning game, 12:30 p.m. is going to be the Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions. The
fucking Vikings.
Yeah, we'll sweep that. Wow. I really like that. That's another contender team.
Up,
yes, the Rams.
Rams. Dude.
That was a great game on paper. It was going to be a great game. It was actually a great game, yeah. And even the Rams look like they're contenders. They're in charge of their division. Vikings are in charge of their division.
They came. They weren't fucking around.
Yeah. So it's going to get tighter, dude. We only got fucking 6 more weeks left, dude. And second game on Thursday is going to be 4:30, Los Angeles Chargers at the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
Chargers beat the crap out of whoever they played last night.
Man, without Zeke.
54. Without Zeke, but...
I'm going to go Chargers.
You know what? I don't like the Chargers. I got to back up Dallas.
I have to come up 5 games.
Next one, Thursday evening game is going to be the New York Giants at the Washington Redskins.
Giants, the Giants came back and won.
Giants beat the crap
out of Kansas.
No, it wasn't even an ass whooping. It was 9-12 in overtime.
Man,
so what happened to Kansas City, dude? Let's ask that.
I don't know.
I'm going to go Washington straight up. We're going to sweep that?
Yeah.
All right. Next one's going to be Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday's games at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons are playing tonight, I believe.
I'll pick opposite of yours.
I'm going to go Falcons. I like...
I'll go Tampa Bay. I was going to go Tampa Bay,
like too. Matty Ice, dude. Okay, next one's going to be the Cleveland Browns 0-10 at the Cincinnati Bengals 4-6.
I'm going to go Browns.
Holy shit.
I got to come up 5 games. If I pick the same one, then I'm going to win.
This is true. That's perfectly
fuck.
True. Next one's going to be the Tennessee Titans 6-4 at the Indianapolis Colts 3-7.
Fuck the Colts.
I agree. We'll sweep on that one as well. Next one's going to be the Buffalo Bills got destroyed by the Chargers against the Kansas City Chiefs, who lost to one of the worst teams in the NFL.
I'm going Buffalo on that one.
I almost... Buffalo Bills. Okay, let's talk about that real quick. They benched Tyrod Taylor. They put in something Peterson, who was the backup quarterback. He threw like 6 interceptions in the first quarter, I believe.
Oh, yes.
That was
bad. They put him back?
They benched him and put Tyrod Taylor back in.
Yeah. Is that kind of a slap in the face? Like, hey, fuck you.
I don't know what the fuck that was, but that was gnarly to see, and I felt bad for
the dude.
So that being said, Tyrod Taylor is going to play Kansas City the way they're playing. It's at Kansas City, so I want to pull for Kansas City. We're both going to Kansas City, I guess?
No, I was going to Buffalo.
Wow, I should sweep that with you. I'll go Kansas City.
Sweet.
Next one's going to be Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. We're going to sweep that.
Oh, what's up?
Divisional
fucking
game. Albert.
Albert.
And Albert hit us up.
We should go watch that, Albert.
You know what? If I have off, I'm down to catch up with you guys.
But, Danny Case. Fuck Danny Case. But anyways, go ahead.
The good crowd. Carolina Panthers, 7-3 at the New York Jets, 4-6.
Oh, I need Jets to lose. But we don't really. I think Panthers will take them.
I think so, too. We're going to sweep that. Next one's going to be the Chicago Bears against the 9-1 Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
Yeah. Next one's going to be the Seattle Seahawks, 6-3 at the San Francisco 49ers divisional game, 1-9. Sweep that.
Fuck, I have to make some moves. Niners.
Ooh, I like that. Ballsy, dude. Next one's going to be New Orleans Saints, 8-2. Versus the Los Angeles Rams, 7-3.
Oh, this on game's paper. Gonna be good. This is gonna be good.
All right, you started up.
Night game?
This one is actually early evening game.
Wow. I'm gonna go Rams.
You know what? I almost want to ram it up with you, but I like the Saints. I've always liked Drew Brees. I'm going to go Saints, dude.
Sweet.
Next one's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars, 7-3 against the Arizona Cardinals, 4-6.
Jags.
I will back you up on that. Next one's going to be Denver Broncos 3-7, not playing like the Denver Broncos, no. against the Oakland Raiders 4-6, not playing like the Oakland Raiders.
Raider Nation.
I'm going to back up Raider Nation with you, dude. Next one's going to be Green Bay Packers 5-5 at the Pittsburgh Steelers 8-2.
Yeah, I have to go Steelers.
We're going to sweep that one. And that's going to be Sunday night's game. Monday night's game is going to be Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. Houston Texans 4-6 at Baltimore Ravens 5-5.
Ravens.
You know what?
You need Ravens to lose.
Yeah, but I think Flacco can do it, dude, unfortunately.
Cool, man.
Or I guess not unfortunately, but good for them, dude. Okay, man. We'll set some what the fuck news, dude, real quick. You know, this one I got from my buddy RG at work, dude. So I got to give him some love for that one. Actually, we had some Twitter loves beside that, dude. Oh, my bad, dude. Twitter love real quick, dude. The boys at the 2OC podcast.
Sweet.
They keep mentioning us. They were talking about board games.
Love board games.
This morning when I was listening to their podcast, and they said, you know what? We should invite Adam and Josias. And I had mentioned before that you're the board game. I always mention you're the board game guy.
I'm the boring guy.
But yes, very true. I'm down to play. I've never played.
To play at their pad?
Wherever, yeah, dude. So Anton lives in Florida again. Alan lives in Westminster. But when Anton comes down, if we can get together like a guy's night out, I'm down to try a board game with you guys.
So they play a lot of board games?
They do.
I have to hit those guys up. Yeah. I love playing board games. And
You should take fucking Alan since he's local, dude.
Yeah.
They even were hitting us up. Alan was hitting me up last week. He was trying to work out his schedule so we can both jump on their podcast.
Okay. I mean, I just pat her on phone.
I think Skype it up, dude.
All right, we'll try Skype, but phone is probably better.
Yeah, I mean, easier. We'll figure it out, dude. But yeah, if I got to go solo, I'll go solo, dude. All right, that's for them, dude. And I brought that up because Alan's brother is RG, who hooked me up with this. Ford tests exoskeleton to ease strain on factory workers.
Okay.
So companies are starting to propose functioning exoskeletons for real applications, from soldier support to helping paraplegic patients walk. But they could also be customized to help everyday workers with their harder tasks, as Lowe's lift easing prototype demonstrated.
Nice.
Ford is taking a different tack by investing in the ExoVest, a new exoskeleton that supports factory employees' upper bodies to ease strain when lifting and performing overhead tasks.
So like my polo shirts? So like I could just fucking put on this exoskeleton and put on my polo shirt and be okay? Because my back is fucking killing me.
Bring this article to your supervisor, the board.
I want you to buy this fucking $1 million exoskeleton.
That's awesome, dude.
For a $10 shirt.
That's awesome. Oh my God. Thank you, man. That was great. Certain Ford employees do these tasks up to 4,600 times per day and up to 1 million times per year, the automaker noted in a press release. The non-powered Exo vest, designed by Exo Bionics in partnership with Ford, helps lift up to 15 pounds, easing the strains on users' upper bodies and preventing some fatigue.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
I have this picture of like aliens with that fucking... Well, she's in that machine.
That mech thing.
Is that what this is?
I wish I would have pictures.
Okay.
Kind of, but not obviously that bulky.
Shoot the ball, coach.
Essentially, that's what it is, dude. That assistance could help prevent workplace accidents resulting from tired muscles and minds. The ExoVest fits employees from 5 feet to 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and is designed for anyone in load-bearing work, from factories to construction sites to distribution centers. That's, again, kind of cool, dude. Collaboratively working with Ford enabled us to test and refine early prototypes of the ExoVest based on insights directly from their production line workers, said Russ Angold, co-founder and chief technology officer of ExoBionics, in Ford's press release. The end result is a wearable tool that reduces the strain on a worker's body, reducing the likelihood of injury and helping them feel better at the end of the day, increasing both productivity and
morale. Wow, that could be huge for a podcast, dude. I could actually feel better. I could be out here like, just fuck, I'll just wear it here with you.
Just to ring the bell. Idiot, exactly. That's exactly what it'd be, dude. All right, this one was nuts, dude. I found last week, mom accused of breaking into home with daughter 2 and sister 13 in tow while shooting video. Came out November 8th.
She fucking broke into a house?
Yes. I'll go through that. Okay. If you got any questions, let me know what you think.
All right.
A North Carolina mother has been accused of taking her 2-year-old daughter along with her for the ride as she broke into a home and posted video of the unlawful entry on YouTube.
Well, if you don't have a babysitter, what the fuck are you going to do?
I'm sure that, man.
You know?
The video starts with the mom, Ashley Ball, her 13-year-old sister, and the toddler carefully scoping out the house, which appears to be under renovation. The little girl was seen wearing only a diaper as the three survey the property. I love this.
Give me a shirt while you're in there, mom.
They got in through an unlocked window and began exploring the inside of the house with a toddler in tow. Other videos on Ball's YouTube page show her inside other buildings.
Family time.
There you go. That's a field trip, dude. Jesus. The Randolph County Sheriff's Officer later posted a video of her arrest having getting an anonymous tip about her YouTube videos. Quote unquote, I probably shouldn't have taken along my daughter, but she goes everywhere with me, and I didn't feel that she was in any danger at all.
Ball or 22. Putting it on YouTube.
No shit, dude, right?
Wait, what did go wrong?
Exactly, dude. She added that she believed the house was abandoned, but Ball told Inside Edition she didn't take anything from the house and was only, quote unquote, urban exploring.
Wow.
The act of touring vacant structures.
That's called being a dumbass.
Yeah, it's fucking. I mean, kind of breaking and entering, right?
It is. You broke into the place.
Yeah. Another video Ball posted was taken inside a now abandoned hospital. When asked if she should be breaking into homes, she denied any wrongdoing, saying, "Well, that's what I'm being charged with, but I wouldn't necessarily call it that."
Chill, and you're losing your kids. Thank God.
There you go. Ball has been charged with misdemeanor or breaking and entering and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Stupid.
Yeah, genius bra, dude.
I mean, I wouldn't even go into like a random hospital. Those shits are scary.
You know what? I might back you up on that, dude. I mean, I think I'm kind of ballsy, but in an abandoned hospital or mental institute.
No, thank you.
Right?
Maybe. If mental I had my fucking exoskeleton fucking suit. I wouldn't be scared of nothing.
You know bitch. What? I don't think it's... I think it might be too late to fucking order you one on Amazon.
Merry Christmas.
Last one's going to be special education teacher accused of selling heroin at Maryland school.
Nice. Not right. No weed. No. We do.
She goes straight up, dude. Yeah.
Hardcore fuck bitch. Your life for the rest of your life.
A Maryland special education teacher was arrested Tuesday accused of dealing drugs at the same high school where she worked for 17 years.
Wow.
Monica Snee, 51, faces multiple heroin-related charges, including possession and distribution on school property, according to the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office. While officials believe she used the Parkside High School grounds to sell drugs, Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis said there isn't evidence she dealt to students or teachers.
Okay,
let's dive a little
bit
more.
Who should do the parents?
Okay, we'll break it down, dude. No shit, dude. Seriously, all right? During a press conference Wednesday, Lewis called Snee's alleged crimes the worst act of betrayal. Well, yeah, she's a teacher at a fucking special education fucking school.
A special education?
And special education.
Damn. Dude,
Lewis said deputies found 173 capsules of heroin, 340 oxycodone pills, several suboxone strips, and nearly $3,000 worth of cash inside her 2016 Nissan Rogue. Deputies started investigating her in October after recovering Ed came forward to reveal his scourge of drugs during a dark time in his life, quote unquote, Lewis said.
Billy Down syndrome? Dallas Down syndrome, Billy ratted her out?
This guy. No, it was just some drugged up fool.
Some drugs.
He ratted her out.
So. Billy Down syndrome.
This guy. During the investigation, officials say they learned that Snee was dealing drugs at Parkside High and several other locations.
Sounds fake.
Snee is believed to have used a parking lot behind the school near the bus ramp as her distribution point. So she pretty much just posted up.
She
opened up the trunk of her car.
She must have been getting away with it. And
elotes, heroin,
these
weed,
kids are in wheelchairs, oxycodone. Dude.
Lewis said he believes she wasn't working alone, adding that there is no evidence to suggest that she was collaborating with anyone at the school.
Wow.
So she's Heisenberg, too.
Yeah, but he didn't get caught.
sure that. The court initially set her bond at $50,000, but later issued a bench warrant for her arrest. She's currently being held at Wicomico County Detention Center without bond, the sheriff's department said. All right, that's all I got for What the Fuck News, man. How was that?
That was pretty good. Real quick, happy birthday to Hector. Today's his birthday.
Oh, yes, happy birthday, Hector.
Happy birthday.
Much love, dude.
You were born on the day that John Manson died, so you hear about that?
That's one way to look at it, yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah, and as crazy as he was, it was all his followers were crazier.
So what do you think about that?
His followers?
He didn't actually do anything. Well, no. He did.
Well, okay, true,
he brainwashed, but like he didn't stab anybody.
He was good with his words, and people fell for his bullshit, dude. I mean, sadly, again, everyone that followed him is just as fucking guilty. And most of them, they did all the fucking work.
So, I mean, do you think that that was appropriate for like, oh, he was gone for like fucking 90 years or whatever, 80 years, whatever.
Yeah, life, right?
So, hey, Joe, go kill those guys.
Fucking suck my dick, kill
right?
those guys.
Right?
I mean, come on, dude.
Anyways.
Let me put on my
exoskeleton. I'm now thinking Iron Man.
Kind of, yeah, dude. No, kind of. I'll bring pictures next time, dude. So that was a little bit of science facts, too. RG, thanks for the article, dude. If you listen, man, appreciate
sweet,
that.
Sweet, sweet.
All right, man, commercials, rock and roll.
Cool. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You're going to find lots of banners. You're going to find an orange one with Amazon. Go ahead and click on it, bookmark it to your computer, and buy whatever you're going to buy. And it's Christmas time, so it's the best time to get all your goodies, and they have Black Friday deals coming up
this weekend, dude, yeah.
Friday. Why go and fight some motherfucker for a TV where you could just click and it'll be at your house like the next day? It's, you know, I don't know.
And Cyber Monday is next week.
Yeah, that's even bigger for Amazon. Yeah. So buy stuff, dude.
Go to thecomicsyndicate.com, click on the Amazon banner, sign on like you normally would. Everyone that has jumped on, we totally appreciate the love, the support. It's going all straight back into the pod. If you guys want to help me out, let's all pitch in and buy Adam his exoskeleton suit for his button-up shirt.
One button, too. I have to. I'll let the chest come out of
it. Oh my god! All right, guys, we'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Yo, we're back.
Comic Talk. What's up, guys? What's up, okay, dude? Let's hit it real quick, dude.
Sweet.
Bit of news we have. Universal's Dark Universe loses top producers in wake of Mummy's failure.
Thank you, Tom Cruise. You just fucking ruined everything.
You know what? I love the classic monsters.
I know, but the movie did so bad.
So bad that they're like taking it apart.
Fucking scratch it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have been... I mean, did you see the...
go for it.
Did you see the Tom Cruise movie?
No, I wanted to. Okay, like Justice League, I had the opportunity to watch it this weekend. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to fucking pay for it, dude.
I wanted to see the end credits for the Halloween, not the Halloween, but the monster movie.
Oh, yes.
Because I heard they...
So it was going to be the Mummy. It was going to be the Invisible Man. It was going to be the Creature from the Blue Lagoon.
Did they show anything at the... I wonder if they showed anything
after the Bride of Frankenstein. So a bunch of people were supposed to be on board.
Well, I wonder if they showed a clip after that Tom Cruise movie.
I get what you're saying. I do not know. Okay. We'll hit your Justice League talk in a bit, dude. Next one's going to be Nintendo plans animated Super Mario Brothers feature film. A Super Mario animated film is in the works with Illumination Entertainment and Universal Pictures. So Illumination of the Minions.
So it's going to be an animated movie.
Yeah.
Okay, better than
right.
The last movie.
I think I'd be on board with that, dude.
I mean, Mario only says like two fucking words in all the games.
It's Mario.
Unless you watch that video.
You fucking bitch.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
What was that called?
Mario.
There's a bunch of them.
I'll try to find it. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Anyways, those are great, dude. Next one's going to be Jurassic World screenwriter to pen Metal Gear Solid adaptation since we're on game. Movie talk, I guess.
Metal Gear's good.
Yeah, and the screenwriter for Jurassic World was good, so... Man. Metal Gear, they can fucking probably make that pretty good.
Snake.
Yeah. Next one's going to be Amazon commits to multi-season Lord of the Rings series.
I heard about that.
How did you feel about that? Those ones were boring as fuck.
Oh, man. The first one was good, and then the rest two, I don't remember what happened.
Bad, right?
I watch a TV show. I mean, look at Game of Thrones. I mean, I can see what they're trying to do. Trying to compete a little bit. I don't know.
But haven't we seen in red fucking everything already?
I don't know.
Anyway, next one's going to be sci-fi is Deadly Class. Has got Benedict Wong and Henry Rollins, I'm sorry, to fill the cast. They already have the full cast. So Maya.
I did see the casting.
Right?
I like the guy playing Kyle.
Even the kids. All the kids look dope, dude.
If you guys don't know what Marcus, Deadly Class is. Yeah, Marcus. His name is Marcus?
Yeah, Kyle was from... not The Walking Dead, the other Kirkman one.
Oh.
Ghost? Not Ghosted. That's fucking it.
Yeah.
Outcast, homie. Thank you. Rampage dropped his first trailer. I saw it. The Rock's going to be in it.
Oh, Rock's in everything.
Based on the classic video game. It looked good to me. It looked better than Jurassic.
Was there a dinosaur in there? Was there a dragon in there?
They showed a werewolf. They showed an alligator creature at the end and a white ape.
So I saw the white. Okay, cool.
So it looks, again, interesting. Next one's going to be now. Sony announces Morbius film set in Spider-Man universe.
Just come out with one movie at a time.
True, but, I mean, Morbius is a great character. He's a vampire.
Oh, yeah, the vampire. Okay. Yeah.
But Sony's behind it. I don't know. That's what I'm worried about. This one I'm excited about, dude. But again, the company that's behind it. Multiple Man, X-Men solo film starring James Franco in development.
I heard about that too.
Okay. I'm a Jamie Madrix fan. I'm a Multiple Man fan. He was a strong character in X-Factor back in the day. And took over as X-Factor Detective Services.
I think it'd be pretty good. I like Franco too.
I like Franco too, dude. Okay, so I thought that was interesting. I was curious about your take. Avengers Infinity War trailer may arrive early in December.
Nice.
So you would think, and by the way, I got tickets to Star Wars.
Nice.
So in that time, you would think they would drop a trailer with the movie or
it
something.
It would
right?
be good. I mean, it's a big-ass blockbuster.
Okay, speaking of Star Wars, new film trilogy from Rian Johnson announced. So Rian Johnson, the director from... This last one or the one upcoming Star Wars.
He's doing it like a whole separate.
To say like we're writing, we need you.
That's loud.
Yeah. Did everyone hear that? Can we click off?
Give us thumbs up if you had restarts required. Okay. Anyways, keep going.
Okay. So yeah, dude, the director of that movie is going to write a more expanded universe of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious about it. Just give me more Star Wars, dude. Sweet. We have Star Wars live action TV series coming to Disney streaming service. So when that drops, they're going to start a show.
Sweet.
Okay, and... Okay, last week we spoke about Disney trying to buy Fox. At least Sony's also trying to buy Fox, dude. Acquire Fox, I guess is the best way to say it.
Jesus.
Did you see the new Deadpool 2 trailer?
With the painting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty funny.
Okay, it was funny, and Cable looks dope. I want to watch it already, dude. Drops in...
February?
Yeah, I believe nice. On Valentine's Day, I think.
Like the last year's?
The only reason I'm looking for Valentine's Day, really, dude. that's all we got. Okay, how much does Justice League need to earn to break even?
Oh, my God.
It opened with a $96 million. It's not the best opening, but they spent $300 million to make the movie. Opening weekend, they only made $96 million. You saw it. What'd you think? Thoughts? Or without spoiling anything, what did you like? What didn't you like?
You know what? It seemed kind of boring. The fight seems really bad. And I don't know, man. It just felt really... When I saw the fight scene, it kind of reminded me of what's it called? Like I was watching a video game, and it was like I was watching Injustice, like when Superman was standing there, and it's
really?
It's just like this looks like shit. This doesn't look, when I compare it to like them Avengers fighting Ultron, which just was so good. Like everybody was just fucking
kind of fluid. Yeah, yeah.
And this just felt fucking really bad.
Plot. How was the plot?
The plot was they went quickly in introducing the characters.
Who was your favorite character?
Fuck my life. Wonder Woman.
Okay, let's take her out. Out of the Trinity.
Out of the Trinity.
Take out the Trinity.
I didn't like Flash. I didn't like fucking Cyborg. I didn't like Batman was okay.
Aquaman.
I'm running out of fucking characters here.
Aquaman
was terrible.
Wow. So out of 10 stars?
5.
Wowzers. So
I mean, it's a movie you could watch and...
Okay, was it better than Batman v Superman?
Not by much. I think Wonder Woman is the best one.
Oh, well, that's a given, but that's like comparing like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And off of that, dude, Ben Affleck still contemplating Matt Reeves' Batman film, solo film. Quote unquote, he is, contemplating it. But there's a rumor Jake Gyllenhaal has already been revealed to be or in talks to take over as Batman.
I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
On top of that, Henry Cavill was contracted to play Superman in one more film.
Was he? Ben Affleck?
So, Henry Cavill.
Oh, Henry Cavill.
Now,
the fuck is Henry Cavill?
That's your fucking boy Superman.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's only going to be Superman one more time.
Yeah, I'll get him again. I mean...
Now...
He looks a little older, by the way, too. I don't know. He looked a little old.
Okay, the CGI. Were you able to tell his CGI'd mustache?
No, he didn't have a mustache.
No, okay.
I saw a picture of him with a mustache.
They did reshoots once Snyder left.
Uh-huh.
And then Joss Whedon took over, and he did a bunch of reshoots. But Henry Cavill was doing a movie where he was contractually obligated to keep his mustache, and when they did reshoots, he couldn't fucking shave. So they, no shit, literally, seriously, had to digitally remove his mustache from a bunch of scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he looked fucking weird.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe because he was...
I don't know.
Fuck, I don't want to blow the whole
movie. I'm going to watch it eventually, but yeah, dude, so those are the things we got, dude. Yeah. How was the end scene?
I was so out of it. I saw the pre-credit scene and I took off.
I hear there was 2.
Yeah, I must have missed the last one. I'm hoping it has something to do with Darkseid, but
okay,
maybe. Well, I had to get out of there. I was just this movie's.
What time did you guys go?
We saw it at 7:30. Got out like around 9:30. I was tired, and I couldn't hang. I was like, fuck this. I don't want to sit here. It was so packed. There was so many people. I'm like, fuck this, man.
All right, rock and roll, man. Wherever you want to go.
Cool. Let's see. I read, speaking of Superman, I wanted to read The Rebirth of Superman, but I started reading that, and I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
So I went back and read The Final Days of Superman, which is an event that was in the New 52, at the very end of the New 52. So we have a lot of Superman, Wonder Woman, and some other comics involved in this. And okay. It's pretty much tells how Superman is dying. And at a couple of fights he went through, he pretty much kind of like overdosed on his cells. And he's just dying. Like there's nothing he can do about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So he's kind of like saying his peace to everybody and but we get this other Superman that appears that's just pure energy that was, I guess, fixed up with DNA. And that's pretty much the bad guy in this book. But the real good stuff is when he's saying goodbye to, like, Batman, you're my friend. He goes after Supergirl. Says, you know what? You're going to have to pick up the reins because I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be dying. Then we were introduced to the other Superman. There's like 3 fucking Supermans in this goddamn book. The Clark Kent, and then there's Clark White, and then there's the psycho one. And we get it. The psycho one finds the other Superman that's been living here from another world. They don't go into it. I guess they go into the Rebirth books. He's there, so he helps out Superman take out the bad one.
Okay.
And it's just a really good... It's a good comic book to figure out what's going on and get you prepared for the next book.
Okay, cool.
So it was good. It was good. I hope we don't restart here.
That was the end of the New 52?
That was the end, before. Yeah. And then it goes, jumps right into the rebirth.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I get you. That's okay, tough. So worth checking out.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, man, I'm going to go... Jeez, I read a lot of Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah, it's going to keep doing that. Let's keep going.
Okay, let's do it, dude. All right, the first one I hit was Red Hood and the Outlaws, number 13. Scott Lobdell is the writer. Dexter Soy, his art on this is fucking sick, dude.
Which book is it?
Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Oh, it's same artist, right?
Sick, right? Yeah, that guy's top fucking notch, dude. Starts with Bizarro's narration as you would get from a kid, and his version of what his life was, but then he realizes that it was a dream as well, and then he remembers, like, nightmares versions of things. So... pretty much the last time I reviewed a Red Hood and the Outlaws, Bizarro was, they had to keep him at home. All right, stay on your gurney, bitch. You're dying. Like, we can't have you stress yourself out. So Artemis and Red Hood, Jason Todd, go out on a mission, and they start getting their asses kicked by Solomon Grundy. And Bizarro is able to hear this, and he goes to help his friends. He gets his ass kicked, and... to save his friends. Mm-hmm. So he ends up, like, his heart stops at the end of that one. And one person shows up at the end. And it happens to be the Rebirth or New 52 Lex Luthor.
Okay, so Superman is, yeah, he with the suit and shit.
With his Superman suit. So technically, Lex Luthor right now, this version, is a good guy? I mean...
Oh, he churned good. It was one Lex Luthor. Like, he just started churning good.
Yeah.
Throughout the 52.
Yes, throughout the New 52, little by little. So this is our current Lex Luthor right now. So it's really cool because he shows up at the end. So now this is pretty much Bizarro and what he's going through now. Getting created by a man he refers to as God in a giant incubation chamber by Lex Luthor.
So it's like his dad.
That's exactly pretty much right. What it is. Okay. Now, this is what's cool that you mentioned that. Until he had no more use of his experiments anymore, ordering them all to get destroyed. So Lex Luthor says, these are all failed Supermen. Fucking destroy all of them. Mm-hmm. So technically, Bizarro is a fucking fucked up, twisted half version of Superman, minus the powers.
Rest him out for heroin?
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Then it jumps now to Jason and Artemis now, where they're discussing if this was the right call to take to let Lex help out with Bizarro. He created it, so, like, do we trust Lex?
I think he's the only one that can actually do it, right?
Exactly. And the way he walks around cocky, like, you fucking motherfuckers. Lex? They said there's only a 1%, like, 0.1% that Bizarro is going to survive this. He goes, I can make that happen. Like, it's just that cocky Lex Luthor.
That's Lex, man.
Yeah, I love it, dude. So it's cool. So they go to Lex for help now, where they have a brief discussion about Bizarro, and I really dig how we get sincere emotions from the two of them. So Artemis and Red Hood, Jason Todd, as they continue to worry about now their friend by this point.
Like best friends.
Kind of. And it's weird because I don't want to call Bizarro like a dog, but you know, the way they treat him like he's a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, so not a, okay, maybe not a dog. Maybe treat him like a kid because he's a kid. Anyway, all kids are animals, filthy animals. No.
Yeah, I work with them, so yes.
So. And then here's some inner monologue from Bizarro as he's going, as you know, through his whatever Lex Luthor is doing to cure him. Me will tell you secret. Me often wonder. Am Bizarro me because I was born that way, or would me be normal if never spent so much time trapped in womb? Talking about the incubation chamber. Remember no error. No error and bad for Bizarro. Me remember panic. Me remember fear. Then him. Did not know what red was yet, but it most beautiful thing Bizarro had ever seen. So the first thing he ever saw was fucking Red Hood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's really cool. The first thing Bizarro ever saw was him with his own eyes, so that was pretty cool. So that's pretty much like when they say babies, when they're the first person they see, or even animals, you know, pets, you know, birds, the first person they see, they think you're its parent. So love the friend aspect of it, as Jason is vulnerable and is actually vulnerable to Artemis, even about his own bat family, like, and the whole relationship, like, they think I'm a fucking outcast of the bunch. She's like, you kind of are. You, like, kind of came back from the dead, and when you came back, you kill people, dude. You go exactly against what Batman's about, and you fucking kill people. So it's really cool to see that, you know, the whole conversation between that. And,
nice.
Very cool to see, If Bizarro stops, me will miss them. Like, he's even on his deathbed still now, Lex Luthor is trying to help him. So to get that inner monologue was dope to see, dude. Then we see some flashbacks with Luthor and the previous Bizarro. And it's cool to see, you know, like, that was his Bizarro. Like, he had one. And he even talks to Bizarro, like, I had one just like you, like one of his experiments. And he gave himself up to save me. So this was happened New 52. It was the evil, forever evil.
Okay.
He had his own Bizarro with him, and that Bizarro ended up killing himself so Lex Luthor can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because now Lex Luthor goes to visit Artemis and Red Hood, and he's like, I just want to let you guys know you guys are fucked. You guys stole my property. Like, I'm going to fucking ream you guys. I have Classic. My legal team here. Like, we're going to chat once I cure this guy.
Classic Lex.
It's cool, dude. So as it's cool to see it now, like, Lex Luthor work and what he's been able to figure out, like, this micronic dosage of kryptonite he gives him. Since Superman is, kryptonite weakens him, he figures that, okay, kryptonite will cure Bizarro because he's kind of the opposite.
Okay.
But giving him in small dosages. So it's cool. So he's kind of figured it out for the most part. And he does get better, dude. Now it's cool to see there was nothing I could do to not help my friend. He was murdered before. He was in a deteriorative state you are in now. So he's talking to Bizarro, Lex Luthor. You're going to get the chance he never had. Do not screw it up. So it's really cool because he goes up to Red Hood. He's like, good job taking care of him. My legal team's here. All the paperwork's good to go. Just take care of him. I'm not going to charge you with anything, but he's your property now.
It's your fucking problem.
Yeah, pretty much. Dude. Right. So it was cool, dude. And again, the art's really good. So to see the team back together now is great. It's really weird, though, because at the end of this one, Bizarro now, they show him like, hi, guys. I've been waiting for you guys to visit me. I've heard you guys the whole time. So the dosages he's been getting of his treatments have been making him better, but now he's got glasses on, he's got like a suit on,
he's smarter,
completely smart.
Oh, cool.
But he's super smart to the point where that one ends right there, and now the next issues are pretty much the team Artemis and Red Hood trying to figure out, like, okay, he's a little too smart now. Like, I think I liked the other version better. But he's creating all this technology for them. Like, he's built them a new ship. He's
building them
way cool new toys.
Nice.
Yeah, so. And it sucks, though, because you can see the change in Bizarro. Like, he sees himself in the reflection. And in his own mind, he's like, you know this can't last. Like, Bizarro in, like, Bizarro language says, me know this won't last. You know it, too, right? And he gets sad, like, his smart version of himself gets sad, like, yeah, I'm eventually going to go back to the way I was.
Being dumb.
Yeah.
We're being Bizarro.
Bizarro. Yeah. So it was cool, dude. I really enjoyed it, dude. They're all good, dude. Dexter Soy, his art.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Like, I need to toss up more of his splash pages because it's fucking sick. Mm-hmm. It's dope. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous, dude. And then last one I'm going to hit is going to be Batman number 35. Tom King is the writer, Joel Jones. And Jordy Belair is the inker. Starts off with a scene I haven't seen in a long time. Two broads fighting over Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens to be a cat fight between...
Literally a cat fight.
Batman's current fiance and his ex.
Ex.
So, Talia al Ghul against Catwoman. It's a nice scrap. Batman's got his ass kicked. Talia stabbed Batman, so he's down for the count. Now it's two broads. Literally fighting.
Fighting over him, yeah.
Did you read this one?
I read the first... three pages. And it
wasn't bad because I get where it gets better, dude.
Yeah.
Now
it was good. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, these girls are fighting and they're talking shit on each other over Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it because the conversations they have as they're scrapping, they're beating each other up. And she goes, Talia goes, like, why the fuck would you want him? You know you can never have him. And this is just now Catwoman telling Talia al Ghul, the man is broken all the way from the start, crack. He's always going to put a vow he took as a 10-year-old, a vow to war on crime, whatever that is. He'll always take that vow over anyone, as much as you I love him, as much as I love him, as much as I want him to love me, I'll always be second to a child's idiotic fantasy. So she's fighting for her man, but, like, she's bashing him, but she knows he is fucking damaged. So that was kind of cool to see. And it goes now, the second part of the story is the talk that Damian and Dick Grayson have. They're waiting outside this tomb, and they went to this tomb because there's a woman that Talia is protecting that killed over 200 people in Gotham that Catwoman took the rap for.
Yes.
She did not kill these people, so that's why they're there. So they can bring her back to Gotham, and it's a friend of Catwoman's.
It's trying to clear Catwoman's name so Batman can
marry,
bang her out.
Yeah, marry the legit innocent woman he loves. Yeah, dude. So it's really cool because the conversation, like, Damian asked, or even, you know, has with Dick, he's like, what's wrong with him? Like, how come he didn't tell us? Like, why didn't he say anything? And then Dick's answer is dope. He didn't tell us because he's not happy. All of it. But what he's not is selfish. He gives whatever he has. You've fought with him. You know him. You know whatever happens, he bleeds first. But being happy, that's not bleeding. That's not giving. That's asking for something. And it's not easy for Batman to ask.
That's pretty good.
So just great the way even... Dude, Dick Grayson's always the fucking stud. Yeah. Like the voice of reason. And very cool to see that relationship between the two, Damian and Dick Grayson, is just always... I love that. They are a sick team together.
Mm-hmm.
So that even Dick has always taken the brother role. And kind of father figure too, dude.
Well, yeah, he's old. He's the big brother old.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. So very cool. I enjoyed that one a lot, but Tom King's killing it on Batman, dude.
Fuck
so.
Yeah.
All right, did you read The Batman Who Laughs? We can talk about that next week.
Batman Who what?
The Batman Who Laughs.
No, I'll read it this week.
All right,
I'll
man. Read it. Okay, cool. I'm going to review East of West next week, dude.
Sweet.
So, all right, that's all I got. Guys, everyone, it's going to be Thanksgiving in a few days. We know our listeners or downloads go down more for the holidays. Everyone's busy doing family things. If you guys have any family members, friends, are chilling with them, if they like podcasts, try to turn them on to us. You know, let them know. We talk about fucking everything we legit do.
Yes.
All in an hour. Less than that.
Less than that sometimes.
So, yeah, you guys just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you guys can find podcasts. Everyone have a great, safe Thanksgiving. Try to make it a point to reach out to someone you care about. Make sure people are with good people. Yeah, give somebody a compliment. Make them feel good about themselves, about the day. Invite them over for a beer, for dinner, whatever.
Just be thankful, guys.
Yeah, definitely, man. All right. You guys can find my boy Adam at Mem the Beaner on Instagram and Twitter. You guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter. You guys can find me at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. All right, guys. Have a great, safe Thanksgiving. We will catch you guys next week.
Peace out.